My Life in Saudi Arabia, page 117.
I just couldn't believe it when my parents told me we were moving to Saudi Arabia. My dad accepted a job there for 4 years. All I ever heard about the country was that it has unlimited oil resources and that it's covered with desert. I was pretty bummed out, because I would have to leave all my friends and the life I had lived for the last 10 years. I cried all through the packing and the moving, but things would eventually change. And not all for the worse, as I had expected. And besides, an adventure without sweating is really no real adventure at all. When the dry heat hit me as I got off the plane in Riyadh, I realised that this was my chance to experience something completely different. When my brother and I entered King Khalid Airport, we just stared. Walls entirely made of glass, gold ornaments, and a giant fountain with green, yellow and red spotlights. It looked more like an amusement park than any airport I had ever seen. Later on, I learned that a lot of places looked like that in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Malls and supermarkets were big and decorated like luxurious castles. Very over the top in comparison with my quite ordinary lifestyle in Sweden. But I quickly got used to these type of things. Riyadh is a city built in the middle of the desert, and it is the capital of Saudi Arabia. Riyadh is constantly being developed, which means you see a lot of unfinished buildings all over the city. During the summer, the temperature can rise up to 45 degrees Celsius, while the winters are mild and cool. Sometimes it even hails. The sandstorms are so violent that once, one even broke the palm trees in our garden in half. If you drive to the outskirts of the city, only sand, sand and more sand meets the eye. The sand dunes are warm and reddish-orange in colour. During weekends, we sometimes went for picnics in the desert. It feels lovely to walk barefoot in the warm sand, but you have to watch out for scorpions and poisonous snakes. Once, we visited a Bedouin camp. Bedouins live out in the desert and are well known for their special way of life. In Saudi Arabia, they are also known for their sword dance, a traditional dance where men carrying swords dance shoulder to shoulder. More often, we spent weekends by the pool. It was just too hot to do anything else. A few times, we took a trip to the coast and swam in the Red Sea. Just like in Sweden, football is the most popular sport. Even Swedish players go to Saudi Arabia to play. Since the weather is almost always great, we played a lot of football in school. 5 times a day, Muslims are called to prayer from the mosques which are scattered around the city. During prayer times, shops and supermarkets close, which means you have to get your shopping done in between. Women in Saudi Arabia have to wear a black abaya, and so did my mum and me. An abaya is a black, loose-fitting cover that you wear over your regular clothes out in public. My brother didn't have to wear one of those white robes that the men usually wear, which was unfair. Furthermore, women are forbidden to drive, but the country is very religious and strict, particularly for women. Very few countries in the Middle East can be compared to Saudi Arabia when it comes to Islamic rules. Nudity is strictly forbidden, so all movies, CDs and magazines are censored from that sort of thing. Even the Archie comics that I bought had been scribbled over with a black marker if one of the girls wore a short skirt or a sleeveless shirt. And these are comics made for children. My different lifestyle in Saudi Arabia was both more exciting and overwhelming than anything I had ever experienced before, and that's also what made it unforgettable. What is most vivid to me after all these years is how it felt to leave the plane the first time I arrived in Riyadh. It was an adventure I'd like to experience again.